With Reno Public Radio's Movie Moments, I'm Robin Hollibird. With an early project like Memento, and now Dunkirk, writer-director Christopher Nolan provides what most movies lack, intelligent challenges. But like that set of exercises you know helps your heart and health, the process requires in-the-moment concentration, what they call work. Nolan sets Dunkirk on a worthy but non-linear course that provides history and emotion while demanding full attention. He takes one of World War II's most momentous events and runs its inherent drama and action full board. But he plays with time and specifics, trusting audiences to catch on. Personally, I appreciate that respect he grants, urging us beyond a slog of a jog into a full-out run. In this race, Nolan provides necessary ground rules, but in a minimalist fashion that reveals itself incrementally. Three distinct storylines occur, but each one unfolds at different rates, covering an hour, a day, and a week. And each cross-cuts with one another, so despite introductory titles, it might take a few switches before catching on that times and places change drastically. The trick comes more into focus as the week-long story goes from day to night, giving a better sense of passing time. Still, those locked into linear mode may find it confusing when a clean-cut version of a bedraggled character already introduced in the single-day segment shows up in the section covering a week's action. The structure actually works towards revealing the confusion, irony, and confoundedness of war, an unexpected interconnectedness that goes on during intense and horrifying situations. Nolan's approach also plays at light on specifics, like dates and names. He opens his story without much background on how the British got to Dunkirk, and those who never heard of World War II, they probably exist, might not recognize the enemy as Nazi Germany. Meanwhile, some characters never get names. One of Nolan's Dark Knight bad guy actors, Cillian Murphy, shows up in credits as, quote, shivering soldier. Credits call newcomer Fionn Whitehead Tommy, but I never heard anyone address him by name during the movie. No matter, the characters reach out to universal human concerns, backed by astounding special effects that make Dunkirk a riveting, big-scale production that warrants Best Picture attention. On KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.